We're going to talk more about the campfire in Butte County. Identifying the remains of those who lost their lives there is a tedious but important task because it can give families needed closure. One of those people helping to identify remains is Jim Wood, an expert in forensic dentistry, identification of human remains based on dental records. He's also a Democrat state assembly member representing the North Coast. He joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline from the scene of the fire. Thank you for talking to us tonight.
Thanks for having me on. My pleasure.
Where are you in terms of helping identify remains in the campfire?
Right now, we are in the process of examining and documenting the remains that have been recovered. And we are in the process of also gathering records. And I will tell you, the gathering of the records is going to be a real challenge.
Yeah, what does that entail, getting those records?
Well, we need X-rays and dental records from the people who may have perished to be able to compare to the remains that we're documenting. We've got to have both pieces of the puzzle to figure these things out. And the challenge we're running into is that many of the dentists who lived in Paradise and served the people of Paradise lost their dental practices, and so getting dental records is going to be a real challenge for us.
What is the technology there? Is that stuff that's still in files in a file cabinet in the office, or has some of it been uploaded to the cloud?
Great question, and we're finding more and more as technology has improved so much is that we use a lot of digital radiography, and a lot of that is uploaded to the cloud. So we are getting the records coming in now, and that's encouraging. But not everybody has been in a position to adopt that technology, but I'm really thankful for those who have.
We understand that you have worked on a number of disasters, including Hurricane Katrina and the Wine Country fires. The process you're going through now, is this a similar process to those you've been through before?
Well, each one of these is different in its own right. The technical aspects are very similar, but the circumstances involved are very different. This one's a really, really devastating event, and more or less have the homes of an entire city wiped out is something I've never seen. I don't think anybody's ever seen in California from a fire. And this is a very difficult one.
Let me ask you just a little bit nuts and bolts on how you go about your job. I mean, are you sitting in a lab and you got a set of X-rays and you have a set of teeth and you're just eyeballing it, or is it something that's more precise than that?
Well, it actually, you know, it is a visual comparison, so it is comparing the two side by side. We work in teams, and we confirm the identifications together, and so it is a little bit old school, but it is extremely accurate, and we are fast once we have the records, and that is a huge asset, especially for if you're a family member and are waiting for some news about someone who may have perished. So it's old school, but it is extremely accurate.
Yeah, I want to circle back to what you just said there. I can imagine how somber this work must be. Do you take solace in knowing that you can help provide some closure for families?
I do. You know, in so many of these disasters, I think we're always, people want to help. I mean, you see the number of donations and supplies and money that flows into these disaster areas, and I too want to be able to help. And I'm just fortunate to have a skill set that allows me to help in a real hands-on way. And I know from experience how important it is to families, and I'm just thankful to be able to offer that as part of what I consider my extended community service.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. Jim Wood is a member of the State Assembly representing the North Coast and also an expert in forensic dentistry.
Boy, talk about a Renaissance man.
I know, very unusual combination.